So we wanted to do a whole episode on this because it's just so fucking cool. And I don't know if people understand. I didn't understand.
Oh, me neither.
How
me
cool neither. It was.
Yeah.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody.
I was thinking you were going to carry me there.
You've been having some dirty dreams.
I have been.
Actually, lately you've been keeping me up. I don't know. I don't want to say keep me up. You've been waking me up. Like, I have these little flashes. I'm aware that when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, she woke up a few times.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a couple of times that you, like, stir.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this disturbs my slumber. And the other day, you did it a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, you're like, yeah, I had, like, a bunch of sex dreams.
I had
dreams.
A bunch of sex dreams. Like, it was just wall-to-wall sex dreams all night.
Do you have sex dreams very often?
I used to have them every time I napped.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I was like, oh, well, I'll take a nap because I know I'm going to have a sex dream.
Yeah.
It was, like, guaranteed
okay.
for years.
Yeah.
But then it just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it stopped. But
right.
It did, eventually. And then I didn't have any sex dreams for a really long time. The closest I would get to them was, like, I would have a dream that was like almost sex, but you always woke up before the sex.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Those happen sometimes.
I don't think I have dreams where I actually go through with the sex.
Oh, really? I do sometimes.
Unless I just don't remember them. But the ones that I wake up remembering, like that was weird. They're very uncomfortable dreams.
Mm.
It's like they just feel surreal. They don't feel arousing or sexy.
Okay.
And then I wake up and I'm like, why was I dreaming that my uncle was pressuring me to fuck a waitress, you know, or something? Like, I'm just like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, my God.
But I don't have these dreams where I'm just like, all right, I'm having sex. It's sex time. Yeah.
No, I definitely have full on sex dreams.
Wow.
I had a very vivid sex dream that involved me having a threesome with a couple.
You keep mentioning this dream over and over to me. Like, I think this really had an effect
on
you.
It was a good dream. Yeah. It was a good dream. And I remember him fucking me from behind and me eating her pussy, and I could like feel the way her pussy felt on my tongue. I couldn't taste it though.
So
there was
vivid,
no taste.
Very vivid dream.
Yeah, but I could feel her pussy.
Wow.
With my tongue.
Yeah.
And it was very soft.
It do be like that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I woke up and was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get laid soon. Just I tend to get more sex dreams when I'm like pent up and I'm horny and I haven't had sex in a while.
You were pent up. This was,
yeah,
after like, I don't know, like a week of no.
Yep.
I think you were even like, I got to review sex toys, but I haven't been playing with myself.
No, I've been too busy.
You've been too busy, right? I mean, you know.
Well, you know.
Not in the mood, I guess.
Yeah.
Until finally,
I've been too busy to be in the mood.
Until your brain was like, listen, this sexual energy's got to come out somewhere. So you're getting spit roasted in your dreams.
Yep. Yep. That's what happened. And it was great.
A fun bisexual spit roast for you.
Mm-hmm. I got to be
good.
A unicorn.
Oh, yeah. You do have a unicorn fantasy, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say you have like a unicorn fantasy in every direction. Like you could be the unicorn, you could get a unicorn.
Yep.
Just unicorn,
man,
unicorn,
man, woman, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it all.
You're not very picky when it comes to unicorns.
No. I mean about the person, yeah.
Oh, sure,
but,
yeah.
Not about the gender.
No. Why would you?
No.
So that sounds pretty good. That wasn't your only sex dream, though, because you told me you had like
two or
three.
I had a couple with you in them.
Oh, okay. Those are the ones you forgot.
Well, they kind of blurred together, so I couldn't remember which one was
okay.
which.
Yeah.
But there was one where you were like fingering me a bunch.
Okay.
There was one where we were out somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like leaning over up like the patio banister, and you had your hand under my skirt, and you were fingering me while we were out.
So I'm just fingering you in these dreams.
Yeah, or fucking me, you know?
In public.
But yeah.
Public fingering.
Yep.
That's a pretty good kind of fingering.
It was.
All right, so you had these like awesome sex experiences in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And some, you know, some run-of-the-mill fingering.
Yep.
To round it out, just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
it
good.
It was like the foreplay for the threesome.
Oh, yeah, it was like your runway. You're just like, all right, let's start the dirty thoughts. It's like, oh, yeah, that's okay, but can we take this a little higher?
Uh-huh.
Like, ooh, strangers. But yet I feel comfortable with them. What is
it's
this?
Perfect.
Does it come in flashes or in scenarios? Does it come in like, oh, like you're like, oh, I'm getting fucked and I'm eating someone out? Or is it more like a, oh, I'm having dinner with the...
I don't know. I kind of remember it back in flashes, but I feel like when I was dreaming it, it was more, it made more sense.
Yeah.
Or I didn't question
it. Yeah.
And I just woke up and was like, that was weird.
That's interesting because I feel like I have, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, that was a weird narrative dream I had. Like I have like a whole like story in my head of like, I did this, then I went there, then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime it's a sex dream, I'm just like, why the waitress? Why am I here? Why is my uncle being so fucking strange? And just have these like flashes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a feature of sex dreams in general or if it's just like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just pent up sexually and you just
maybe
have the weirdest fucking wet dreams.
Yeah. So that was entertaining. It was good.
Hey, you know, I've never had a wet dream.
I know.
I had like dreams that I'll describe in ways that sound like they're wet dreams. Like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, horny time back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it never led to like I came in my sleep or anything like that. It's never happened. I don't know if it's because I don't keep a loaded weapon. I always discharge regularly, you know?
Well, and you have...
But even then, I feel like I've gone like over a month without masturbating before, and it's still, I wasn't like, oh, gotta get change the sheets there.
Do you think like, it has something to do with your phimosis, though?
Do you think I'm just coming and it's just, oh, it's all reabsorbing into my body?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Wouldn't it come all the way to the
end? Oh, man, what if it's those tantric orgasms that like reabsorb inside you? Like dry orgasms?
I don't know. It's kind of weird that you haven't, right? I don't know.
I've never experienced that. I've never experienced a wet dream. I wonder if it's typical or if it's just one of those things where it's like it happens to some people, but we all know about wet dreams because it's
I don't know.
Everyone,
I assumed it happened to most everyone.
You always see an after school special at some point where it's like, you know, it happens to everybody, but not actually. Maybe it's just an uncommon phenomenon we all know about.
I wonder. Let us know if you've had a wet dream or not. I mean, let us know if you haven't had a wet dream, We'll assume you have tell us.
It's okay. Tell us about your wet dreams. Right into the show. Tell us about what gets you all wet and makes you come
ahead.
Yeah. I say that fully aware we don't have an email for this show. We only have an email for me.
Listed, that's true.
So
yeah.
I'm just gonna get all these these fucking penthouse letters coming my way.
Good luck.
It's all good.
Have fun with them.
So your dreams, though, they feel like super fucking vivid, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Much like virtual reality.
Honestly, not as much.
No, yeah, virtual VR porn is even more vivid.
Oh yeah.
By the way, props to me for that smooth transition. That was terrible.
It was.
Anyway.
It was something.
I just realized during the intro, I didn't plan this, but I was like, a dream is like virtual reality.
Smooth.
VR porn.
Yep.
That's what we're here to talk about.
We are.
Today on Pillow Talk with Emma Austin.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new discovery for both of us.
Yes.
You basically discovered it in like December, like a month ago. Not even a month ago, like 4 weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't discover it. Yeah, 4 weeks ago is a month.
You didn't discover it. You started using it.
I started using it, yeah. So we wanted to do a whole episode on this because it's just so fucking cool. And I don't know if people understand. I didn't understand.
Oh, me neither.
How
me
cool neither. It was.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
unbelievable.
You know, you can go on like fucking websites and see like 360 photos. Mm-hmm. And I kind of in my head thought it'd be like that.
It's not.
You can look around.
Uh-huh.
You can maybe move around. That's what I thought it was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be more or less like watching porn.
Yeah.
But it's not quite.
It's very immersive.
Yeah.
So we got an Oculus Quest for Christmas from my mother, if you haven't been tuning in.
Oh, yeah. Listen to the two Chatty Cathy's episodes
to
find out the entire context.
Mm-hmm. So it's for our kids, but we're definitely using it just as much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more.
Possibly more. Yeah, actually. I'm surprised at how much we're using it because you know, I thought it'd be novelty.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it'd be like, oh, cool, 3D boobs, and then we put it aside. But no, it's more than that.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah. So what's it like?
I don't even want to watch porn otherwise now.
Yeah,
I'm spoiled.
You're spoiled. How would you describe the experience of watching VR porn?
Oh God. Well, it feels so fucking realistic. Like it feels because they have basically like this camera that has like a whole bunch of lenses, so it gets like every angle.
Oh, sure, we're
so
getting technical.
It's like you're really there in the room. You look around, you look to your sides, you look behind you, depending on the company, because sometimes they just make it like a half screen.
Right, depends on how much range you can have.
But like at least half of like everything in front of you and off to the sides is, it looks real. Like you can see wrinkles in carpets. You can see like movement in curtains. You can see the way their body moves when they breathe. Like you're right there.
It really is three dimensional. And that's what floored me because I thought,
oh yeah,
you were like, try VR porn. It's going to be fun. And I was like, I'm always down for some porn. But as soon as the video started and I was like, holy shit, these two girls are like right there.
Yes.
Like in front of me in three dimensions.
You, like you can touch them. You know? But yeah. When you reach out, you can't touch them.
Yeah.
Which is like, so I was, disappointing.
That's what I was surprised by. I guess I didn't realize it would feel like actual, I was going to say objects, but they're people. But like, you know, actual objects in my
yes.
field of vision.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It feels realistically like there's something in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the wild thing.
It's about incredible.
It.
They feel so close. When they look at you, it feels like they're looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, not fully. I do feel a little more, like, I can look them directly in the eye without feeling uncomfortable like I do with people.
Uh-huh.
But it's intense and hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost just... like, it's safe hot, though. You know? I don't feel that, like, shyness because it's not real.
Yeah.
But, like, it's as close as you can get.
I do have to say there is a level of that felt true for me too.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel like at first it was like, okay, this is very cool and realistic, but when the girls in the video got really close to my face,
mm-hmm.
I was like, holy shit, this feels like I'm in someone's, like, they're in my comfort zone, you know, like they're my bubble. Like,
yes.
It really feels like somebody's right there, and it felt like weirdly intimate.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like no one's ever this close to me unless I'm like, it's somebody I'm having sex with.
Yeah.
So here she is, like, just giving me doe eyes, mm-hmm. but she is right there. And that felt so
mm-hmm.
weirdly, like, emotional.
Almost, yeah. Oh, know? Yeah. It's very
there's a little
intimate.
Emotional charge to it. Like, uh-huh. a real, like, like I'm aware she's just an image.
Yeah.
But it still feels like it's this weird thing where, like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like how sometimes people say when you talk to a robot,
mm-hmm.
there's a little part of you that feels like you're really talking to someone,
mm-hmm.
even though you're aware it's artificial. It's,
yeah.
it's like that. It's artificial, but there's still this slight emotional feeling uh-huh. of being like, okay, it's like little nervousness that you get from being so close to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't even put into words how cool it is.
Yeah.
Like, you can look down, like, you can look anywhere in the room, like, mm-hmm. As if you were the person.
Yeah.
You can look down, you can see your fucking dick getting harder, you can see them stroking it and looking up at you and then, mm-hmm. like, sucking your dick. You can,
yeah,
or
you
if
can.
You're a woman, you can look down and see your tits and even, like, move a little bit and it looks like she's moving. Like, mm-hmm. it's confusing.
So your mind was, like, thoroughly blown. Like, you were like, okay, this is a thing now. I'm going to do VR porn all the time. Like, I'm mm-hmm. going to watch this all the time.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. And I've tried, like, a whole bunch of different types of things to see what they look like. Like, I tried squirting.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it's, like, coming right at you. It's so cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. You showed me the squirting video because I wanted to see that, too. It's surprising.
It's
how, like...
They get the pussy's right in your face. Like,
I
it's
flinched.
So, yeah, me too.
I flinched when the squirting happened because uh-huh. I was like, holy shit, it's coming at me.
Uh-huh. And you can watch, yeah. What else can you watch? You can watch, like, fisting. We watched fisting. That was
kind of
cool.
We should say we got access to two sites, virtualtaboo.com, which is kind of like a VR, I guess, like, faux cesty kind
of. Yeah. It reminds me of Nubile.
Play stuff. Yeah, kind of like
Nubile's
Barn or
light.
Team Skeet or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah. And Darkroom VR, which is similar, except in that case, it's much more. It's got like a kinkier edge to
yeah.
it. It's like everything is a little darker, but
mm-hmm.
it's still not. It's not an extremely kinky site. It's
no.
just kind of like there's a clear, like, power play involved with, like,
yes.
submissive girls and stuff like that.
Mm hmm.
And that's what we've been exploring
mm-hmm.
quite a lot. The fact that the people in the performers seem like they're right there with you, also I realized made threesome scenes and stuff really odd.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, I was watching one where it's like, there's a guy and I'm going to fuck this girl with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he keeps looking at me and addressing me. And it really feels like there's a guy there being like, hey, we're going to fuck my stepsister. And it's
yeah.
like, what the hell? This is a weird experience, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, normally, this kind of sleazy guy, you're just like, all right, she's going to fuck a sleazy guy. But this time it's like, are we friends? Like, is this my,
am
this
I
is the company I keep? Am I sleazy too?
Yeah.
And then you kind of get into it and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm sleazy. I'm going to fuck my stepsister.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I am so impressed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like in the future too, taking this technology, you could take it in so many directions.
Okay.
You could take it to have, like, maybe even have sex with somebody else and you're both doing it with VR. Like, so if you had
like a suit or whatever, that like a motion capture suit.
Yeah. Or like sex toys that link into it or something. I don't know. Like, it's just the possibilities are endless.
Meet me in the metaverse and we'll fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
What kind of stuff did you watch that you really liked?
I really liked. Okay. So I watched this one that has like two like gamer girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they were streaming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guess I'm just the guy watching, or I catch them or something. I don't remember exactly what the scenario was, but it was fucking hot. It was hot. They fooled around for a while and then they fucked me or blew me and fucked me.
I think I checked that one out. Wasn't it like they were had, like, one had pink
hair, one had blue
something?
Hair. Yeah.
Like they were like putting on a show.
Putting
for
on
you.
A show for me. Yeah. And then eventually it turned to sex and it was really hot.
One thing that surprised me, and I guess I just shouldn't know, but it's kind of something I didn't expect. There's a lot of scenarios. I mean, it depends on the site, I guess, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of scenes where it's VR,
mm-hmm.
but it's not first person in a way.
Yeah.
Or like it is first person, but you're not involved in the set. Like, you're just sitting there watching. You're not fucking some girl or whatever. Yeah, you're just watching. Usually it's part of the scenario. It's like, I'm going to, you know, you sit there and I'm going to have sex with your best friend and you mm-hmm. can't do anything about it or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck, right? Like there's some cucky stuff or cheating stuff or like sometimes it's just kind of like, I'm going to, you know, you're the guy who gets to watch two girls fuck
mm-hmm.
every dude's fantasy or whatever the fuck, right?
Uh-huh.
I was surprised by that there were so many that even, and they still feel immersive, but that weren't like sort of involving you in the sex, which I kind of thought was the whole draw of VR, but I mm-hmm. see the appeal of like,
yeah. And I've had some people tell me that they prefer the ones that are, you're kind of like outside looking in, because that feels more real when you can't actually feel anybody touching you.
I mean, that is true.
Because that can get kind of confusing.
That is true. Because I do agree that there is a way in which like it feels a little tiny bit less realistic once the sex starts, because mm-hmm. you're like, well, I'm aware I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm aware this is not happening to me.
Yeah.
So I get that, like, if you're just watching, this is exactly mm-hmm. like watching people fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do see that.
I did kind of wonder if this would be really beneficial for trans people who have, like, dysphoria. Like, if they could get into it and put it on and, like, see their body the way they feel that their body is. Like, how amazing would that be?
Yeah, I guess if you had gender dysmorphia of any kind, right? Like, if you could find a representation that feels more like you, mm-hmm. like you, it could be an interesting experience, yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times people will, they'll talk about, like, binding their chest and how they just feel like they mm-hmm. finally mm-hmm. feel like themselves for the first time.
So literally being able to look down and seeing a body that feels more like what you would want representing your body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be amazing. I have no idea, but
oh, sure.
I think that would be really cool.
You know, I was actually going to ask you about this because, you know, for me, I've been exploring exclusively scenes where I'm either watching or it's just like I'm the guy with the dick mm-hmm. and all that. You've been watching a lot of male POV stuff, right? Like first person where you're a dude.
Yeah.
And, oh, look down, she's sucking your dick and you're fucking her ass and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's that like for you? And also, does it feel like just as entertaining, or are you like, I gotta go find some female POV?
No, I like it. I think it's really hot. I don't really want a dick, but it's fun to just kind of like try it out and see what it feels mm-hmm. like, see what it looks like to have a woman sucking your cock.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun.
I haven't sought it out. Like, I haven't come across it on the sites because I think we're mostly been exploring two sites.
Mm-hmm.
But I have thought of like, I wonder what that's like. If I should I go explore like,
yeah,
female POV.
Oh yeah, I think you
like.
Should.
Like, if I could find like a girl on girl scene, what would it be like to be mm-hmm. from like look down and oh, she's eating my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's would a that little harder to find.
Difficult. Would it feel less immersive? Would it feel more like I'm highly aware that's not me or my experience? Or mm-hmm. would it be like a very interesting kind of like mind blowing experience? I don't know.
I don't know. We should definitely find one. There are some, harder to find.
There's a site called Yanks VR that is entirely. I think their tagline is something like girls filmed by girls or something like that, but it's entirely female POV.
Yeah, I need to
some
get
of it's not
that.
First person, some of it's just spectator stuff, but some mm-hmm. of it is. So mm-hmm. that's an entire girl-on-girl site for female viewers, mm-hmm. in theory. There's a couple more, too, that are like more like offshoots of like regular VR sites, mm-hmm. like straight VR sites, and they have these offshoots where you can do like from the ladies' POV.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a few options.
Yeah, I gotta keep checking them out.
Yeah.
They're very fun. I have done a couple in the female POV, but for the most part, I've seen mostly just male POV.
Does it feel different watching the female POV one, or you're just kind of like,
I mean, it's
all the same?
Odd that when I look down, like, my tits are, like, huge and perky and...
Yeah.
So that's, like, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Sure. It's so strange that it's like, whoa, it's like it's you, but it's not you. But it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's trippy.
You know, one thing I tried was... a double penetration scene.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I was thinking, how the fuck does that work?
How would they shoot that?
Like, if you're, because if you're in every scene that we've seen, mm-hmm. you're essentially either a dude or a lady, I guess, standing mm-hmm. or sitting down or laying down.
Yeah.
And you look down and there's the actions happening to you. Mm-hmm. But it's very static, right? You don't get into weird positions and stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like for double penetration, you kind of would.
Mm-hmm.
Except if in a real double penetration scenario, somebody would be laying right on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
And in which case, you wouldn't be seeing much.
Yeah.
And so but it turns out they just have some very creative fucking angles.
They do,
like,
yes.
Some creative positions. All the double penetration porn I've seen is, like, some variation of, I want to say, like, a sideways straddle
mm-hmm.
position.
Yeah, so it's, like, the guy's laying straight, and she's kind of, like, tilted off to the side, and then the other guy comes in like an X.
It's hard to describe.
It's really hard to describe.
But she's
basically
perpendicular to your body.
Yeah.
So you're looking at her like facing to your left or your right, and mm-hmm. she's getting fucked. She's fucking. She's riding you.
Mm-hmm.
And someone's coming in and fucking her ass or something.
Yeah.
And the angle is completely wacky.
But it works.
But it works. Like, it
works
looks
really
good.
Well. Yeah.
Actually, we're watching one, and you said we should try that position.
Honestly, looks like the easiest DP position I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way they were just kind of like sandwiched in together.
You can learn things with VR.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, that's one of the things that's fascinating, is that I guess it's forcing some people to get creative with how do we film this, right?
Yeah. Because
like, you have a static camera at this angle only. Mm-hmm. How do you then, from this position, perform all these different acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very fascinating
to
see how they work around those things. You saw, okay, what did we see? I saw one where I watched one of the DP ones
mm-hmm.
was a guy who was like, hey, I'm going to hypnotize my stepsister
mm-hmm.
and she's going to fuck us. And like, he does it. She gets all like, okay, time to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And after a little while, she reveals that like, actually, I didn't get hypnotized. I just wanted to fuck you guys. I just wanted to try two dicks, I think is what she says.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's the one I jerked off to. I watched a few others, but like that's the main one that for some reason caught my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I also explored Dark Room a bit because that was interesting. We watched one where like three ladies were in a cage.
Oh, yes.
Together.
Yes.
They didn't stay in a cage, but
no.
They were in a cage
they
together.
They were in a cage.
Lightly kinky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We release them from the cage and they pleasure us, I guess, was mm-hmm. the idea. I don't know. It was very interesting.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
And actually, I thought the most interesting thing. So I haven't used this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it occasionally, but I'm very a light user so far.
Yeah.
Mostly because I don't know, VR is whatever. And it's just like to be set up and to be like completely in private with no like really like part of the immersion is that you kind of forget what's going on around you.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to be like really like
you need private time.
Unneeded private
yes.
time where nobody could be yelling or crying or fighting.
Yeah.
It's, you know, very limited opportunities for me.
Mm-hmm.
But once I watched it and enjoyed myself sexually,
mm-hmm.
pleasured myself to it. And I thought that was completely different. It like changed the entire experience in a
really?
Weird way. I found it kind of did, yeah.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know if it's because it was just more sexual
uh-huh.
overall, but it felt a little more, I don't know. I felt like I got into it a little more. I was just
okay,
yeah, she's talking to me. She's mm-hmm. writing my dick. She's
mm-hmm.
we're doing all this cool stuff here. This is really fun, you know?
I agree. I watched one and jilled off.
Yeah.
It was kind of difficult because I haven't fully mastered how to lay down with it on yet. And I think part of that is testing out different sites and different players.
Well, so we're noobs.
We are.
Like
yeah.
tech noobs. And one of the problems with that is we have the very simple setup. We have the Oculus Quest 2.
Yeah.
And inside of it, there's a browser.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the browser to access these sites. And we can get into the VR
mm-hmm.
and enjoy virtual porn. But there's always a moment or two where it's just kind of fucking weird. Like, it's kind of fucked up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you tried one yesterday and you're like, this would make me so uncomfortable. So I tried it too, and it was doing the same thing. It's like, it starts with a woman laying on your chest, but it just, like, she's blurry and it's double vision and she's just uncomfortably close. It's like her hair is right in your eyeball.
Yeah. So, like, we have to learn just how to move the screen back a little bit.
Basically, that's a limitation of the Oculus browser. The default browser is just shitty at playing videos, and so that's what we've relied on so far. But I have to look into, like, how to get a better player, because I'm seeing descriptions of what you can do with them, and it sounds like, okay, that would fix all these problems. There's always, like, parts of these scenes where, like, okay, in this position at this angle, this is a fucking weird experience, and there's no way for me to change it. Like, she's way too close. If I look down, I hurt my neck. Like, but yeah, so we need a better player. That's definitely next. Is figuring that out.
So when I watched it, I jilled off sitting up while I watched it, because every time I laid down, I couldn't, like, see enough, and eventually I just kind of, like, rolled over and masturbated while I held my head up so that I could still see some action. It was a little ridiculous, but it was great. It was really hot, and I came really hard.
That's the only thing I found that was less pleasant about it, was that I couldn't get the angle right. I felt like it couldn't feel like, okay, if I look down, I was like, that's not right. That's not where my dick would be right now. You know, and, like, but it did feel like, I mean, there were some things that were really, like, you can't experience that with porn, right? Like, if with porn, you can watch some really hot stuff.
Yeah.
You can watch some good POV stuff. But with this, it's like, if I looked up, I could see, like, her face, like, directly over me.
Like, it looks like she's gonna spit into your mouth.
Like, she's right there, yeah. And she's, like, coming and having a good time. And that's really hot.
Tits are jiggling.
That's something you can't really see. And I want to say, if I was watching 2D regular porn, I'd be like, show me the fucking instead. But in 3D, for whatever reason, it felt more like, okay, I kind of like seeing more of that. Because it feels like there's, you know, it feels like having sex.
Feels very real.
Where you look up. And there's the lady writing you, and she's right close up to you.
It's incredible.
And it's just, that's a really hot experience that you can't really get on a 2D format.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back and jerk off in VR some more, is what I'm learning.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm definitely, once we get a proper fucking video player anyway.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So if you guys have, like, an Oculus Quest, or you have some other sort of VR thing, you can even get cheap ones on Amazon for, have, like, you do it with your phone.
I've wondered if, like, I wonder if, like, things like, I know Google Cardboard's a thing. It's a really cheap, like, little cardboard VR player. I think there's even a site, it might be Wanks VR or Bedoink VR. Those are some of the big ones. That if you sign up for a month, they'll send you a cardboard player, which is a nice little feature.
And you just put your phone in it, and it works.
I wonder
the same
how
way.
That works. Is it similar? Because, like,
well, it's not as good.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I like about the Oculus is that it's a fucking headset, so like, it actually sits on your head.
Yeah,
so
it's,
you
comfortable.
Can enjoy it. Like, you don't have to hold it in place, which might be a little distracting.
Well, there's a little strap on the cardboard ones.
Oh, is that?
We had one
once,
but it made me kind of dizzy.
Oh,
yeah.
So you think the experience is just a little inferior with that?
Yeah,
but it is, you know, accessible.
But still,
sure, it's still pretty cool,
especially to experiment with it if you want to see if you even like it before you purchase a Oculus.
Yeah, I feel like this is so new that, like, it's, I don't even know how to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like,
it's hard to describe.
It's hard to describe.
It's really hard to describe.
I mean, you spent like a whole 2-3 days talking to me about how amazing VR porn is. Like, you wouldn't shut up about it, right?
You hadn't tried it yet.
And I was just like, sounds cool, but until I actually experienced
when you put it on, you were like, whoa, I didn't expect this.
Yeah, that really, like, was a very interesting experience. I think
it's
does
really
have to
cool.
be felt, probably. I, you know, and if anybody wants to feel it, I highly recommend you check out Darkroom VR.
Because
that is, so far, my favorite VR experience. I'm a little biased because I like submissive girls.
Yeah,
and
there's
Darkroom
a lot.
VR has submissive Russian girls who do all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
They're cute. They're often dressed very cute.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a fan.
The aesthetics are really good. And it's like very, very high quality. Okay, I didn't even know this was a thing. Like, there's videos in like 7K.
7K
and
quality.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
7K? I didn't know that existed. I didn't know 6 or 5 existed.
I guess when you pay for your porn, you get 7K, baby.
I guess so.
7K
it's
video
really
quality.
Cool. You can, like, see the hair, body hair on them. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's insane. It's
yeah.
good. I really enjoy Dark Room too because of the kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, if you're not into kink, maybe it's a little creepy, but like it's just darker.
It is
and
darker,
more comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel mm-hmm. like it's more of a setting I'd like to have sex in.
Yeah.
If I want to, you know?
Yeah.
And I say that knowing that sometimes it's in like a fucking creepy cellar. Oh, yeah. You showed me one where it was a girl in a cellar that is doing a Ouija board seance mm-hmm. with you and somehow you end up fucking. I don't
yeah.
know.
Well, you know what happens.
Ouija board tells you to fuck or something. I don't know. I skipped through. But
yeah.
But yeah. So like sometimes it's in a cellar. Sometimes it's in a bit of a dungeon. Sometimes it's just in an apartment mm-hmm. or whatever. But it doesn't feel like the lighting is really nice.
Yeah.
Whereas Virtual Taboo, which is still a whole lot of fun for a lot of reasons, mm-hmm. is more in like a brightly lit,
it more feels like a porn set,
like a porn set. Yeah exactly, which is fine and mm-hmm. you get to see everything really well, which is great, but yeah. like at the same time it feels like that's kind of bright to be fucking yeah. in here yeah. like this, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like turn the lights down.
The lights down a little bit. Go to Dark Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dark Room VR I think is a lot of fun, especially because like I said, the girls are cute and submissive mm-hmm. and if you're into that, that's super fun.
Yeah.
Do you find like, okay, so this is something I was going to ask you. This is the middle of a pitch, but here I'm talking about it anyway. Just go to the show notes, sign mm-hmm. up there. I think there's a discount on, I'm not sure, by the time this goes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good price. It's fun. And if you use the link in our show notes, and it's an affiliate link, mm-hmm. We get a little portion of that and you support us. And you don't, it's not as cool as getting a discount or whatever, but you're doing us a solid and we love you for it.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you this. Dark Room, what I like is it's like, okay, this isn't just like having sex with some hot girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're submissive hot girls. Mm-hmm. They're kind of like a subby attitude and mm-hmm. like a whole like, you know, they're like maids and schoolgirls and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
I have this theory, this running theory that there's a possibility that the reason you're into a lot of porn with submissive girls is because you want to be the submissive girl, mm-hmm. right? And so even when you, because I know you like a lot of POV stuff, like My Pervy Family and stuff, but it always made me wonder, is it because your fantasy is to be not in that POV, but to be the girl mm-hmm. in that scenario?
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, oh, you're a dirty old stepdad and you get to fuck your stepdaughter and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, I do. But like, is it because you want to be the stepdaughter?
I think
when you watch VR submissive kinky uh-huh. porn like this, do you think like, do you feel like, all right, I get to like fuck this subby girl, or do you still feel kind of like I want to be in that scenario?
No, I feel like I want to fuck the subby girl.
Okay, cool.
I'm attracted to subby girls. I'm also attracted to really dominant girls. I'm attracted to girls. I like
you're attracted
girls.
To girls. That's what we're learning here. You're attracted
I like
to girls.
Girls.
Yeah,
they're cute and you know, hot.
Yeah, I kind of yeah. It's interesting because I feel like I don't consider myself a switch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into submissive. Like not submissive sex, but having sex with submissive women.
Yes.
I like that idea. That's a lot of my fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
I like making you submit, having mm-hmm. fun that way.
Mm-hmm.
But like at the same time, it's like I like a girl with a lot of sexual energy
mm-hmm.
and sexual mm-hmm. like I don't know what you'd call it, like somebody who owns their sexuality, right? Like mm-hmm. who really does. And a lot of times that comes across or is dominant. So I can see like I don't want to be dominated
mm-hmm.
but when I see dominant women sometimes I'm like fuck yeah
mm-hmm.
here we go
mm-hmm.
and so I get around that sometimes because I like to watch like I guess it's called Les Dom mm-hmm. you know, like dominant women doming other women
because
mm-hmm. then I'm like fuck yeah and then
like, you get both.
I get both, but yeah. it's like I'm still finding the dominant. I'm not like a stand-in. I'm not like mm-hmm. I'd want to be the dominant woman here doing that to the lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, you know, not sexually attracted to it. I'm definitely attracted to the dominant women in those scenarios, mm-hmm.
but not doing it to you.
But I wouldn't want to be dominated, I don't think. So I don't know what that does, what that means. It's just a thought I had.
I guess I kind of feel the same way about submissive women. I'm really attracted to them, but I don't know if I'd want to be the one dominating them.
Interesting. So you like them to have that vibe and that dynamic, but you don't necessarily want to be in that scenario where
yeah.
you're like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but sure. I don't know if I could dominate a woman.
But your fantasies don't involve like tying them down, paddling them, talking dirty to them, doing shit like
no,
that.
No, probably. I mean, sometimes they do, but I don't yeah. know how I would really feel about it in real life. I tend mm-hmm. to prefer being the submissive one.
Yeah.
We could both be submissive and just, I don't know, fool
you with
around.
A submissive girl just fooling around? Yeah, yeah. Just yeah. having some regular ass sex. Nobody yeah. has to dominate
anybody. Yeah, yeah. But the submissive look, yeah.
You like the whole tone of yeah. submission.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. And if you, our dear listener, likes the tone of submission, definitely darkroomvr.com. Check out the show notes for an affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff. I am it's definitely fun. The other day, I don't know, you were in the bath. I was using the VR headset and I forgot the password. I was logged into Virtual Taboo, but I couldn't get into Dark Room. And I was kind of like, okay, I guess I won't go into the dark, kinky one. Virtual Taboo is still fun.
Yeah, but Dark VR is better.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more. You enjoyed it more. And even like, okay, with, I don't know if that's an accident or like just a coincidence with what I've been checking out. We don't have a proper browser for this kind of shit at the proper player. But it's not as much of an issue on Darkroom VR. Yeah. Just using the regular. And so I wonder if like using a simpler player like Cardboard or something like that might work better. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass because I don't know anything about
this. Let us know if you have one and you've tried it.
Oh, that's true.
And definitely, even if you're not sure if you'll like it, try it if you can. If you have the opportunity to try it because it's amazing. It's really cool. Yeah. It's quite the experience, even if you don't want to use it all the time.
I don't know if anyone out there would be this person. Like, I don't know if this person exists. Somebody who has like a VR headset and has not once tried, hey, why don't...
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of people.
What's it like to have a porny experience here?
Uh-huh. But yeah, you know, you guys, you know your kids have one. Just steal it. You
clear
the browser history. It's fine.
Yeah.
No big deal. Steal it when they're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Watch yourself some porn. It's amazing.
It's good.
Yeah.
No, I think... Yeah. I think this is going to be a bigger thing in the future. I'm not surprised that some of these sites are huge now. And I think, I don't know about you, but I think we should check some more of these out.
Definitely.
I'm having a lot of fun here, but like I want to see what else is on offer out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I want to try sex games, too, because there's some that are quite interactive. Like you can rub a lady's clit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that sounds amazing.
There's one that's kind of talked about a lot. I haven't checked it out very closely, but it's Dominatrix Simulator, I think it's called.
Ooh.
Where the dominatrix is the game, like you are the player as a submissive,
okay,
right? And so you just have to basically submit and do what she tells
you.
Oh,
that sounds like fun.
I think that's the whole idea, is that like, you know, she tells you to get on your knees and you do,
be dominated by a woman.
It doesn't register that you did it. I don't know exactly how it works,
yeah,
but I've read about it and it sounds like you would have an amazing fucking time.
Yes.
VR games, that's something we're going to have to explore in the future.
Yeah, for
sure. We'll probably have another episode coming at some point on VR sex games.
Or we could even do a video and put it on Patreon. Who knows?
Oh, fuck it.
That'd be fun.
We're probably going to talk about... I actually figured we'd go to Patreon very soon and talk about video games in general.
Oh, yeah. That's
a chatty
true.
Little episode about that. So that might be happening. If not, patreon.com/pillowtalkpodcast. Great way to support the show. Get extra content, extra episodes. Whatever else.
Yeah.
We do porn watch-alongs now. We had one that was really successful, I'd say, so we're going to keep doing that. And that's some good stuff going on there. Nice little community you can join. Run by two perverts.
Yeah. Or if you want even dirtier shit, you can follow me on OnlyFans or Just for Fans and get access to all of my porn.
It's 2D.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's still good.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun though if there was a video that we did that we could do in VR?
Yeah,
somebody fucking me.
You're really ambitious because, okay, I think it was like 1 week into you doing this, like watching VR porn. I mean, that you asked me what's involved in filming VR.
You need a special camera,
so I looked into it.
Yeah,
for you. Yeah, it's expensive, but
maybe someday.
Maybe someday
it'd be fun.
That'd be cool. Yeah. If you could do a 3D, some kind of 3D porn.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know how to double penetrate in VR, we're good to go.
I feel like there's a part of me that really likes the fact that like people are touching themselves and like coming to watching me.
Okay.
That I feel like the idea of somebody like actually getting to feel like they're fucking me, that's hot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you having fun in this little project of yours.
So it might be fun. Yeah.
No wonder you're having so many sex dreams. I should be in more of your videos. Maybe I'd have more sex dreams.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm in some of them, though.
You are. Some of them. All right. We should probably go, right?
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah.
Thing with VR porn is we're new. We don't know what to say because it's just, what a vast and interesting world.
If you're very familiar, let us know. Like, give us your tips and tricks and favorite websites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something we should probably be more versed in.
Yeah. We will be.
We will be.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
We love you.
We love you very much.
Go jerk off with the Oculus thing on your head.
Or whatever VR player you have.
Yeah. And report back. Tell us how good it was. I feel like it enhanced my orgasm.
Do you think you came harder?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was hot.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I came
easier, too. Like, I came quickly. And
you know, I don't know if that was the case for me. I think, in fact, because it was a little, like, unusual of an experience.
Yeah.
I think it might have taken me longer. Although I did go slow. I did, like, take my time because I was like, you know, it's not just watching a quick, dirty clip on Pornhub here. I'm in the room with this girl.
Yourself.
I'm in the room with these girls. I can't just leave and, like,
leave
come and
hanging.
Go, you know? Have to have an experience with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did find that it was like, it did slow me down a little, which I thought, it wasn't bad by any means. But yeah, it didn't make me come faster.
Interesting.
Maybe if I tried, maybe I was like, let's see how fast I can beat off.
Maybe.
But for you, it was?
Well, I mean, I come fast sometimes, so I don't know what it was.
You know, I was actually looking this up because after talking to you about it and like seeing you use even the video games on the Oculus, I felt like I don't experience it the same way you do.
Mm.
So I looked it up and it's a thing. Like some people just get more immersed and others get less immersed in VR.
I definitely get quite immersed.
So I've seen conversations on like Reddit, for example, between people saying like some people are like, oh, yeah, if I do like these like tightrope simulators, I get like vertigo. And other people are like, no, I'm just like walking on a video.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I do want to try that because I wonder. But I have tried a few things that have made me dizzy. I couldn't do the roller coaster one. But I get immersed in a lot of things. Like even Jim's audios, Feel Good Filth. He's my favorite audio porn maker. And I find like if I put in my earbuds and I just like close my eyes and lay there, like I can feel like I'm there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I get quite into it.
You do. And you do for a lot of things. And I find like I don't. My level of immersion is very low for most things. In fact, that's why I thought VR porn might be boring. I guess I assumed it would be because I've never like felt really in something. And so I thought like if it feels like you're in it, I was like, yeah, I don't think that's gonna be true.
It's the same
and
as
to some
ASMR.
Level it's you know, like like it's good. I enjoy it a lot more, but I'm not feeling like I'm literally there. And like
I do.
So I think you probably come harder because you have that sense of immersion. But you do in general. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like for audio porn, when I listen to audio porn, I'm like I'm listening to a story.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm
and
there
I'm like
or...
oh my God, Jim's in my ear.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. I think you get a lot more out of some of these things.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You even get like emotionally connected when you watch like videos, like movies.
Yeah.
I think, and TV shows. Whereas I feel like a much more detached experience. Like I'm like, I'm watching a narrative.
Interesting.
And you're like, yeah, but it's carrying me somewhere. And I'm like, how? How does it do that? And
I don't know.
But I wonder if people who are more likely to feel themselves like immersed in a storyline or if they listen to audio porn and it feels like they're actually like kind of like it does something to them emotionally instead of just they're hearing words, those people might especially get something out of virtual reality porn, because that probably does feel like I'm in that fucking room, like she is there in front of me, like as opposed to just like this is a really good rendition. I kind of feel like that. I feel like this is a good rendition of a person. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let us know, guys.
So I'm dead inside is what I'm saying. I'm
And I'm not, I guess.
Yeah. I have no heart, no soul.
Oh, my God.
But if you have a soul,
yes,
check it out.
Definitely.
If you don't have a soul, I mean, it's still fun.
Check it out.
It's still really fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Okay. We love you.
We love you very much.
Bye.
Bye.